This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we don't want America to go to war, do we? We actually don't. So it's kind of funny when your name is War and let's go to war, but never thought we'd actually be talking about going to war on my show. We may be talking about going to war. It's all up in the air. Nobody really knows yet exactly what's happening, but somewhere in the neighborhood of 30-plus missiles have been lobbed at American military installations in Iraq, coming from Iran, the Iranian National Guard, is it the National Guard? I can't remember the name now. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That's what it is. Revolutionary Guard has taken credit for it. So it's not like anybody's claiming it was Iran and Iran says it wasn't us. Iran says it was us. And the Revolutionary Guard is their leading military, kind of like the Navy SEALs, kind of in that mode. The guys who do the real rough fighting, the bad-ass guys. And they are vicious and they are murderers and they are thugs and they are terrorists. All the bad things you could ever use to describe, that's what you use to describe the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, and they're taking credit. So it's kind of a very early, late-breaking story, early in the game. I mean, it's late-breaking, but it's also early in the game. We don't know exactly what's happening other than the fact it's not good. And we'll bring more to you as the show goes on. That much I can tell you. As we find out, you will find out, but Iran is suspected of targeting U.S. military bases across Iraq, and all I can tell you is, let's pray for the soldiers. That's the most important thing in the whole world, is pray for the soldiers. We pray that not a hair is touched on a single American soldier. All good people. Let's talk about some of the big issues in America besides Iran. I spent the whole show yesterday talking about Iran and the crazy liberal response to Iran and Trump's killing of the Iranian general who is, you know, one of the worst terrorists in the world. But there's more to the world than just, you know, whether Trump is taking out terrorists. Because the latest data shows the economy ended 2019 on a fabulous note, putting recession fears to bed. The fourth quarter growth scare is a thing of the past, they report at CNBC. U.S. economy looks set to close the books on 2019 with a solid rise. Manufacturing and trade reports today confirm the GDP is on pace to rise more than 2% for the period. The Atlanta Fed estimates the gain at 2.3%, better than 2.1% in the third quarter, and enough to close out the year with an average quarterly gain of 2.4%, which is, you know, something that would make Obama jealous. He never got there. It's a slowdown from 2.9% in 2018, but the expansion is still alive and well, and prepped to continue into 2020. Chris Rupke, chief financial economist at MUFG Union Bank, said the economy is better than you think. Bet on it. Latest news saw U.S. trade gap narrow in November to its lowest level in 3 years. Just all the headlines are good. And who was one of the only guys who told you that? Wayne Root. Now, lucky I had good advice. Kip Herridge is a buddy of mine for, I don't know, 18 years at this point. And Kip's a brilliant economic guru. And Kip told me that the numbers were very good. And he didn't understand why everyone in the media was screaming recession when all the quarterly reports were showing incredible corporate profits again and again and again. Trump had made the economy go and grow. And so thank God I had good advice. Kip Herridge whispering in my ear, and I understood there was no recession coming. And Kip was right, and I was right. There's no recession coming. All right, new IRS data out reveals winners and losers of wealth migration across 50 states. Nearly 7.5 million people moved from one state to another in the year 2018. So that's just in America, moving from one state to another in 1 year, 7.5 million people, boosting the economies of some states, straining the finances of others. And the winners are all Republican red states. Texas, Florida, Arizona, South Carolina. They don't mention Nevada. I'm sure Nevada was one of the winners. This is the 2018 domestic migration data provided by the Internal Revenue Service. A growing population for the winners means an increased tax base, economic growth and investment, and as baby boomers age and pressure to fund pensions increases, a growing workforce is a windfall. On the other end of the competition are states that have become perennial losers. New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Connecticut. Some of the biggest drains of people and people's money. I don't know why they enlist California, because I know people are running away from California and money is draining out of California. Florida is once again the biggest winner of both people and money. The Sunshine State attracted $32 billion in adjusted gross income for people moving into the state, and it lost $15 billion from those who left, leaving the state with a net gain of nearly $16 billion. That's a total gain of about 2.8% of the state's total adjusted gross income for the year. Arizona was the runner-up with a net gain of $3.5 billion, followed by Texas, $3.4 billion, North and South Carolina, $3 billion and $2.5 billion. I guarantee you Nevada's numbers were fabulous, probably just as good as any of them, but they don't get the dollar figure. In other words, per capita, Nevada had to be right at the top, per capita. But dollars, overall dollars, it's never going to equal those kind of numbers. On the losing side, New York suffered the worst outflow of money of any state. The Empire State lost $9.6 billion in income. California was next, I told you, losing a net $8 billion. Followed by Illinois at a loss of $5.6 billion, New Jersey and Maryland coming up next. All the states I constantly name as examples of liberal losers. Every one of them. There's a full table with every state's ranking below, and I want to see where Nevada is, because usually Nevada is right at the top. And it is, I told you. See, it's not as much in the billions that Nevada gains. But as far as the order, Florida's 1, Idaho's 2, and Nevada's 3. So as far as the dollars, yes, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arizona. But as far as the actual per capita, Nevada was number 3 out of 50 states. So all the states with low or zero income tax were right at the top. Right at the top. Illinois' experience without migration shows just how damaging being an exit state could be. The state's $5.6 billion loss wasn't just a one-time thing. Illinois has netted annual adjusted gross income losses every single year since 2000. My gosh, 2000 was 20 years ago. The losses have piled up on top of each other, and if you add them up, Illinois' adjusted gross income as a state, the losses total $410 billion. From 2000 to 2018. See, this doesn't even show you 19. And that shrinking tax base has contributed to the state's fiscal woes. Illinois now has more than $6 billion in unpaid bills, the nation's largest pension shortfall, and is rated just one notch above junk. So it's really amazing. And the state of Illinois has lost more than 1.5 million people to out-migration since 2000, more than 11% of the state's population. So everybody's going to Florida and Texas and North and South Carolina and Arizona and Nevada. And everybody's leaving Illinois, New York, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland. Why do you think that is? And Illinois, especially Illinois. Why do you think they're all leaving? They're leaving because of high taxes. They're leaving because of massive regulations, and those regulations make it almost impossible to own a home. So many regulations that the price of a house goes up $200,000, because to build one, it's just so many costs in a state like that, in a blue, high-tax state. Another great article, 277 people a day leave New York. 277 people a day. New Yorkers flee the state in droves due to high taxes. The result is an overabundance of homes few can afford. So it's this vicious cycle that as everybody leaves, there's no one to buy your house, especially if you have a nice house. You know, if you have a $100,000 house, I guess there'll be somebody to buy it. $200,000 maybe, $300,000 maybe, $400,000. I don't know. You start to get into the $600,000 to a million range, there's very few people to buy your house because everybody's running. You get $2 million and above, there's no one to buy your house. And that's the story of what's happening. People are running from New York. They can't take the taxes. And I told everybody that. I told everybody that the minute Trump passed his tax reform, which said you can't deduct your state income taxes, nobody could ever stay in New York or California or New Jersey or Connecticut or Illinois anymore. There's no way to stay there because no one gets it. The average liberal doesn't know math. The average liberal's never even taken an accounting class. The average liberal doesn't make more than $100,000 a year. But do the math. Let's just do it on a rough figure of $1 million a year. I know very few people make $1 million a year, but it's easy to do math on a million, okay? If you make $1 million a year in California and you pay, you know, an extra $200,000 in taxes and you can't deduct it, you got to pay taxes on the $200,000 that you're paying taxes on. Nobody could afford that. So even though you make $1 million, by the time you pay federal income taxes and property taxes and sales taxes and fees disguised as fees that are really taxes, and by the time you then pay state income tax, and don't forget FICA, Social Security tax, and you're not allowed to deduct any of the state income tax, basically you could make $1 million a year in New York or California, and you're lucky if you're left with $300,000 or $400,000. The state grabs at least $600,000, and the federal government at least $600,000, especially if you add in the property taxes and the sales taxes. You're probably paying out $600,000 or more in taxes, maybe $700,000 on $1 million income. So now let's ratchet it down. You're a upper middle income person who went to college, went to grad school, you have a nice professional job, lawyer, doctor, stockbroker, small business owner, accountant. You make $200,000 to $300,000 a year. That's what a middle class, upper middle class professional makes. You make $200,000 to $300,000 a year. Once you pay the taxes, you live it like a bum. Can't survive in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., California, Illinois. Impossible. You gotta get out. And that's exactly what's happening. It's an exodus. Escape from New York. Run for your life. It's happening right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Everyone. 21 Wayne Allyn Roofs. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, the things liberals don't understand is that when somebody's bad, when someone's evil, it's not a good argument to make to say, oh, they're really bad, so we never should have attacked them because they're going to respond. They were already responding. We were already in a war. But nobody wanted to admit it. They were killing and picking off Americans one by one, killing and maiming our boys and girls. Mostly boys, by the way. It's another thing liberals can't ever admit. You know, I mean, when you look at the list of people killed in military and people wounded, it's like 99% men. But there are some women out there fighting on the front lines, and we love them and bless them as well. But it's mostly men getting killed, doing the dying for this country. And it's not just white men, a lot of black men, brown men. Colin Kaepernick doesn't understand that. The United States military is as diversified as you're ever going to find. People of every color, every race, every religion, every creed, all willing to die for our freedom. Great people. God bless them. Let's pray the military people in Iraq under attack from Iranian missiles, from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, are safe, no injuries, no deaths. Keep our boys safe, keep our girls safe, keep them all safe. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. the healthcare open enrollment period has ended. If you missed it, don't worry about it. You don't have to go a whole year without having a healthcare program or without changing. You can sign up at any time with Liberty HealthShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. They're not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, families. I joined. I'm a member. I've saved $18,000 a year for 4 years. You do the math. That's $72,000. Would you like an extra $72,000? For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. I don't know anybody who doesn't need an extra $72,000. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneAllenRoot. Excuse me, /WayneRoot. /WayneRoot. No middle name there. And all I can tell you is right now, my four kids are members of Liberty HealthShare. I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare, and they did great for me and paid my entire bill for my kidney stone surgery. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. So listen, what's happening in Iraq and Iran, or with Iran, we just don't know the full details yet. But we know the situation is not good. We know our military is under attack. That's a fact. And we wait to see what the response is going to be from President Trump. The latest from Fox News is that Iran launches more than a dozen missiles into Iraq targeting U.S. and coalition forces. More than a dozen ballistic missiles. The missiles targeted military bases in Al-Assad and Erbil. There was no immediate word on injuries or damage. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said, "We're aware of the reports of attacks on U.S. facilities in Iraq. The president has been briefed and is monitoring the situation closely, consulting with the national security team. It was not immediately clear how the U.S. may respond." And here's the thing. We just had Joel Pollack of Breitbart on. Very bright guy. And a very reasoned, intelligent guy. And what he said made a lot of sense. We'll see. It could very well mean, or very well be, that Iraq is lobbing missiles but not even trying to kill anybody. They're hoping this saves face for them. Did I say Iran or Iraq? Iran. Iran is lobbing missiles into Iraq to maybe save face. I thought that was a brilliant possibility raised by Joel Pollack of Breitbart.com. We'll see. Only time will tell whether this was a real attack or whether this was meant to save face. And afterwards, we can all go back to peace. Hey, they got their revenge. They lobbed a bunch of missiles, didn't kill anybody, but they showed their tough guys. And that's the end of it. We'll see. I spent the first half of this hour talking a lot about New York and New Jersey and Connecticut and California and Illinois. They're all dying. They're losing all their population. They're losing everybody with money. And the new census projections show gains for Republicans in the Electoral College in 2020. Liberals are going to lose their mind. Lose their mind. Population estimates show reliably Democrat states, New York, California, Illinois, will each lose at least one congressional district and representation in the Electoral College. And states that tend to vote Republican, Texas, Florida, Montana, expected to increase their presence. This is looking to benefit Republicans because of how the landscape has changed. When analysts looked at states expected to gain seats, the GOP comes out on top. Three Republican states that went for Trump in 16, Montana, Arizona, North Carolina, likely to pick up one seat each after the census. So good news for conservatives. They're moving out of all the liberal states, and we are gaining.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says terrorist Qassem Soleimani was responsible for enormous destruction in the volatile Middle East. He also says that the general was overseeing terrorist plots that could have led to the deaths of many more Americans. Some Democrats are questioning the legality of the missile strike, to which Republican Congressman Van Taylor of Texas tells J.P. Cathy and crew on 1160 AM KBDT in Dallas.
This was absolutely within his legal rights, and this is very consistent with killing Osama bin Laden, killing al-Baghdadi. Dozens, hundreds of terrorists have been killed by the United States since 9/11, and none of those were done with Congress passing a resolution saying, hey, it's okay for you to go do that.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to move forward with an impeachment trial, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, lots of stuff going on, scary stuff. But I think scary stuff for Iran more than for Donald Trump in the United States. Trump doesn't take crap from anybody. So Iran just doesn't understand what they're dealing with yet. But they're about to understand, I think, very quickly, if this hurt anybody. There have been reports anywhere from 12 to 60 missiles, ballistic missiles, lobbed at two American bases inside Iraq by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And we don't know yet whether there are injuries. We don't know yet whether there's major property damage. We don't know yet whether they hit or missed or what they did. But the cabinet, President Trump's cabinet, national security team, they're all meeting at the White House as we speak now, arriving for a major meeting at the White House right now. So lots of things to talk about here, and Iran may get a taste of the Trump doctrine. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention very quickly Swiss America. What could be more important than gold when things like this are happening all over the world? I mean, seriously, when things like this happen, that's why gold goes up. It's all about fear. Gold's an insurance policy. And so, as usual, gold was up today. I don't know if this is the final gold bell or this is after hours. Because after hours, the Dow futures plunged 400 points after the Iran retaliation raises fears of a bigger conflict. And I'm looking at gold. Let me see if this is after hours or it is actually right now. No, actually, the close for the Dow Jones was down 119. So this is the real close of gold. Gold was up $36 an ounce today to 1610. Unbelievable. And silver up... actually, almost as much as gold, to $18.70. So gold and silver are flying today. And so you've got to own an insurance policy as Iran fires ballistic missiles at multiple bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq. It's going to get messy for a while. It's going to get scary for a while. And you've got to own some gold and some silver. And so Swiss America has an offer, U.S. peace dollars, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. Exclusive offer to my listeners. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. U.S. peace dollars, silver peace dollars, for just $16.50 each, including delivery. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. My guest is here, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. Expertise is legal world and the entertainment world. His website is JamesHerson.com, and I welcome you to the show, James.
It's great to be with you, Wayne. My first visit to your show of this wonderful 2020 that so far is a great year.
Yes.
I'm very optimistic.
Well, let's pray that none of our soldiers were injured today. That would make it a great year. But if some of them were injured, that would make it a bad year. So a bad start to the year. Let's hope that no American lives were touched by the ballistic missiles in Iran, from Iran in Iraq today. Now, you have a column out before you knew any of this was going to happen, of course. It was called the Trump Doctrine in real time. Trump is unclouded by concerns that produce weakness. He projects his strength. And why don't you tell us about that column and how it might fit into Trump's response to missiles being lobbed at American soldiers?
Yes. Well, look, the Trump doctrine, first of all, when we say this doctrine, we're talking about the sum and substance of the foreign policy of a given president. And that's been, you know, since the Monroe Doctrine, we've just attached the president's name. It's only been used by the media to insult the president, basically saying that the Trump doctrine is irrational, it doesn't make sense, he doesn't have a doctrine, on and on. But it's very clear this president is a populist president. He's a nationalist president, both economically and with his foreign policy. And so what's been used, two terms have been used to describe President Trump's foreign policy: principled realism and America first. And everyone who supports this president understands, you know, what this thing is about. Because if we just look at what has happened, that what Trump does is he shows great restraint while he speaks very strongly, and then there's a point where he'll respond with a meaningful but very strategic response militarily, but it's controlled, unlike what the media would say, because in the last couple of Iranians attacked six different oil tankers, two at a time normally. They shot down our surveillance drone. They seized a British ship and its crew, Britain being our ally. That's getting close to striking on us. And they struck the oil processing facilities of Saudi Arabia at one point, knocking the oil production down 50%. Now, those things threaten the Western world, but when they attacked our embassy through proxies, we knew it was proxies, we knew it was Soleimani, then Trump responded after showing tremendous restraint. He responded with this targeted, controlled, not a war-making response, but a messaging response. And that's what's going to happen again, because they, the hardliners in Iran, they're placating them by launching these missiles. And I'm very optimistic because, you know, they launched a whole bunch of them. They don't have good targeting technology. I think there's a very good chance. I mean, there's going to be some casualties, but there's a very good chance that they're going to miss their targets. And this is clearly, Iran engaged in an act of war when they orchestrated an attack on our embassy. That's American soil. And what's going to come back at them is the same thing that came back then: a targeted, limited action, but a very powerful message, very much like Ronald Reagan did during his presidency. It was targeted and limited, but it knocked out a significant portion of the Iranian Navy. So I believe that the Trump administration will come back, and it'll be probably before morning, and that they will have a targeted, limited response that gives Iran another message that it's time for them to get back to the negotiating table and stop basically using proxies to kill Americans. By the way, I didn't mention over 600 American lives taken by Iran. And so I see what Trump did as basically countering the appeasement of the previous administration with a limited, powerful action.
And by the way, it wasn't 600 lives taken by Iran. It was 600 lives taken specifically by Soleimani, and that's why we targeted him, because he's not a general. He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist mass murderer, and he deserved to die, and we had every right to go after him. And I was really shocked to tune into Fox News yesterday, because opposite me, James Hurston, is Tucker Carlson. And Tucker and I think so much alike on many things, but on this topic we've divided. Tucker was rambling on and on that he doesn't want Trump to do this. He doesn't want war. He thinks it could lead to war. And he's shocked that Trump did it. He's against it and shouldn't have done it. I was like, what? Tucker Carlson said that? I'm listening to him on Fox News. You know, he was on TV, but I'm listening on Sirius Satellite Radio on my car. And I'm listening to Tucker's show replay later on tonight. And I was in shock that Tucker and I disagree on this one. I don't know where he's getting that from. I guess he's a big anti-war guy. Look, we're all anti-war. Nobody wants a war, but sometimes peace through strength. You have to show them that you're willing to go to war and you're willing to kill them and destroy them, in order to avoid war. And that's what Trump did, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you about Tucker. I think he's gone over the top, but part of it comes from his legitimate belief that there's been a war industry in Washington, D.C., where people have gotten rich and they push for war, you know, the so-called endless wars. But President Trump has been cognizant of that, and he's a restrained president. He is not seeking war. He doesn't want to seek war. He's exactly seeking exactly what you described, sending a message of strength. And quite frankly, it's been proven now over the decades that the mullahs who run Iran will only respond, can only be contained through strength, through a showing of resolve and strength. And our problems here with Iran, in great part, are created by the previous administration. I mean, Mike, for God's sake, we can remember the administration, like a drug dealer in the night, sending over $1.7 billion in cash with virtually no conditions attached, and many reports indicating that that cash was used by Soleimani to create these proxy groups. And the amazing thing is, we had a minister, when the president talked about the 52 targets, some including, quote, culturally important sites, their minister talked about international law. Well, Soleimani's been breaching international law on every act he can possibly do for more than a decade. So for the Iranians to bring up international law is a joke.
Well, and for them to bring up that they're dropping out of the Iran treaty when they never abided by it in the first place, it was a joke with no, there was absolutely no ability to check whether they were cheating or not. And we all knew they were cheating. Everyone knew they were cheating. So now they're saying, oh, we won't comply by it anymore. Okay, so what else is new? It's a joke.
Yeah,
we'll be right
really?
Back.
Hear
the,
no.
James, the music's on. We got to come back. More with James Hurst in the second. New York Times bestselling author, law professor. There are reports of casualties of American troops in Iraq. Unconfirmed reports of casualties. Wanted to let you know that. We'll be back with more with James Hurston in a moment. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. It's happening as we go to... Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. Try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech. No gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root coming up next to Newsmax TV, of course. Reaching almost 80 million homes, Wayne Allyn Root Show. DirecTV, Dish TV, Comcast, Xfinity. Cox Cable now for the first time starting 2 months ago in early November. We landed Cox. We're now reaching all of Las Vegas, San Diego, Phoenix, Tucson, Orange County, California. Newsmax TV, check it out. Channel 96 on Cox Cable, by the way. And check out our guest, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor. He's on the air with me as news breaks by the minute. Trump meeting with his national security team and Vice President Pence briefing top United States senators. You know what you got to worry about, James? And I said this last Friday on the air, and I'm not afraid to say it. I think there are traitors. I know there are leaks to the media all over this administration, all, people who hate Trump, people planted there by Obama and the Clintons and establishment Republicans. But there's also honest-to-God traitors and spies. The Ilhan Omars and the Rashida Tlaibs and the AOCs are terrible, radical people who have friends and contacts in Hamas and Hezbollah
on care, and maybe even with the government of Iran, and things they say after Trump took out Soleimani, they took Soleimani's side, they took Iran's side. You got to be very careful. You don't tell them anything we're planning, because they will run to the telephone or email and or text and tell bad people who then could then tell the leaders of Iran what to expect. So you can't fill in the American Congress on what's happening before it happens, only after it happens. What are your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree that we live in a different time now, and that there are people who would do anything. They've already demonstrated that they don't care about the American people, our welfare, or our national security. Because what the Democrats have done is weaken this country with this whole constant trying to reverse the 2016 elections, the Russia collusion lie, the impeachment mess. So I think it's best if Trump responds and then briefs them after he responds. Keep it a secret. But I do think, look, there is a risk in doing the right thing. And when Trump took out Soleimani, that's a great risk. We elected an outsider, so he wouldn't be a namby-pamby politician. He'd be willing to take risk. Well, with the people that are taking the risk now are the mullahs in Iran, because they targeted Americans, and they were told specifically not to do that. They have a lot of different responses for them to shoot a bunch of missiles at a secondary base in Iraq. First of all, of course it's an act of war. It's an act that will have a response. And with this particular president, it's a huge mistake for them to do that. So I suspect it will be powerful. It will be targeted. It will be limited. And it will, you know, if the mullahs want full-on war, it's always been their choice for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. If they wanted war, by the way, every time they issue a threat, they issue an implicit threat to Israel. You note that Iran has backed terrorist organizations that have been attacking Israel.
Correct.
But Iran, smartly, has never directly attacked Israel. I think now they're getting close to directly attacking us, but, you know, I just think they've overplayed their hand.
I'm getting reports right now, breaking news, that President Trump may be addressing the nation tonight. And if he is, you know what this is not going to be. An address to the nation to just tell us that they lobbed some missiles at us. This is going to be an address to say, guess what? Planes just bombed them and took them out. I mean, I'm guessing Trump does not address the nation unless he's already responded or the response is on the way and he's going to address us after the response. The one thing he can't do, I reiterate what I said coming in to James Hurston, is you can't tell Congress what you're going to do, because there's too many bad people in the United States Congress who no longer support America. And that's not a joke. That's not an exaggeration. It's impossible, unimaginable that I'm saying this, James. But we got Congress people who don't love America and are friendlier and have kinder and gentler visions of Castro and Fidel Castro in Cuba and Venezuela and Iran than they do of the United States. What do you say to something like that?
No, I mean, it is, you said the word, it's unimaginable. And but look, it's unimaginable that we would have people, prominent people who are celebrities, and they echo, actually the Democrats sound just like the wackos in Hollywood. You had Rose McGowan and Michael Moore apologizing to Iran.
Right, sick
at
people.
At a time when Iran killed all these Americans through Soleimani and attacked our embassy. So,
listen, when there's war, you're not supposed to be a Republican or Democrat. You're supposed to be American. And this is sick response. We're supposed to band together as Americans. You can dislike Trump. You can dislike his economic plans, whatever. But you got to say, you know what? When it comes to war, I'm with America over terrorist crazy people in Iran, the mullahs and the Ayatollah and people like Soleimani. And they can't even do that. That's how bad they suffer from Trump's arrangement syndrome. James Hurston, great having you on. Heading to Newsmax TV. James, have yourself a great day. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you. Look forward to next week. Take care.
All right. You can always find him at jamesherson.com. You can find me with the fast breaking news coming up next at Newsmax TV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Now,